Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your Huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number three, thank you for being a part of our day and letting us be a part of yours. Pac-12, 2-0 in baseball regional so far. Ducks and Huskies both getting wins. Beavs up at 5 o'clock tonight. They'll take on, well, if they win, they'll take on LSU, which is beating the bejeebers out of Tulane right now. 6-0. Tulane is that team that's 19-40 on the year.
But they won their tournament, so here they are.
They won their conference tournament. That's all that mattered. And that's, yeah, 19-40, and they were 15-40 when their conference tournament started.
My goodness.
Nelly. But they're in. Stanford just about to get underway, hosting San Jose State. And then, again, the Beavers, they play at 5 o'clock tonight against Sam Houston State in that Baton Rouge regional. Arizona is in Arkansas, and they take on TCU at 6 o'clock tonight. So there's your baseball, college baseball tournament action. Let's go.
Going to Baton Rouge in Arkansas to play baseball in June does not sound fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sweating right now thinking about
it. Yeah, no, that's just major swamp button.
Not a good. All right. Adam Silver. With quite the statement yesterday, he does a State of the League address before every NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's like dumb stuff like, hey, when is Seattle expansion going to happen? And he's like, I don't know. We're
potential
looking at
rule
it.
Changes and expansion, like league-wide stuff, stuff the competition committee will take a look at. I'm sure that when they do it again, they'll talk about the CBA changes since it's been ratified. So well, be all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that was like yesterday. They're like, hey, by the way, the players don't have a collective bargaining agreement yet.
Because the league has ratified it. It has not been ratified by the players.
And now they're sitting there going, we have free agency starting in a month. You should probably start figuring this out.
Yep.
But that wasn't the only thing, and the only news nugget. The big one is what Adam Silver said about Ja Morant. Remember, Ja Morant has been suspended from all team activities, which is none because the Grizzlies are not in the playoffs or the NBA Finals, because he was waving a gun around in another Instagram Live. And the league is going to rule on something. They suspended him the first time he did it. And a lot of folks believe 52 games, which is the Gilbert Arenas treatment, is going to be the suspension for, or 50 games, is going to be the suspension, which Gilbert Arenas got for taking a gun into the facility. Adam Silver, though, he sent a warning shot to Ja Morant, and whoa, Nelly, Ja should be worried.
In assessing what discipline is appropriate, if that's the case, we look at both the history of prior acts, but then we look at the individual player's history as well. And so and the seriousness, of course, of the conduct. So those are all things that get factored. It's not an exact science. It comes down to judgment at the end of the day on the part of me and my colleagues in the league office. In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, I think, since I was still asked about the situation. I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of the series to announce the results of that investigation. And given that we're coursing the offseason, he has now been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies indefinitely, and so nothing would have changed anyway in the next few weeks. It seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals, we will announce the outcome of that investigation.
Let's read between the lines there. Ja Morant is screwed.
It's going to be a suspension so massive that it would derail the discussion around the NBA Finals. That's what he said.
Yeah. They don't want to be a distraction of the finals that are going on.
10 game, 20 game, going to carry a news cycle for a couple hours.
No, I think a 50 game, because people have been bracing for it for a couple of weeks now. They'd be like, yeah, that sounds about right. Like, that's a long time. That is well over half of an NBA season.
The discussions that I've had behind the scenes that have said that this is going to be at least 50.
Well, that was the Gilbert Arenas one.
At least.
Yeah.
There are some folks that believe that he will be suspended for the entire year.
And Silver already letting us know that what you thought is not what the NBA is going with, because he says, we found more. And I applaud the evil genius that is Adam Silver.
letting Ja Morant screw up again?
Yeah. Yeah. No, think of it this way. If the Nuggets end up sweeping the Miami Heat, and this goes sideways, this series, and it's a dud, then they can drop the Ja Morant thing, and everybody stops
talking about
how the crowning jewel of the NBA season was a complete disaster and a dumpster fire, and Ja Morant can then take over the news
cycle. We can talk about an actual dumpster fire?
Okay. If the NBA Finals go to 7 games, do you know what day that ends?
June 17th?
June 18th.
18th.
June 18th would be Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
The draft is 4 days later.
The draft is 4 days later from that. So what they do is they say, look at how great the NBA Finals were. We'll talk about this, and then, oh, by the way, we'll slide in the Ja Morant thing right before the NBA draft.
Right before Wemby gets up there.
And then all of a sudden, it gets squashed by good news surrounding the NBA. So it's actually a win-win for Adam Silver. Like, this is evil genius stuff. Yeah. Because if the finals is a dud, you don't want people talking about how the pinnacle of your season is an absolute dud. So you'll go, hey, look at this idiot. He's not going to play for 50 games next year.
And the thing is, for those wondering, the actual quote from Adam Silver was this. We've uncovered a fair amount of additional information regarding Ja.
Well, we played it. Yeah.
Oh, I know, but I want to highlight this exact thing. We probably could have brought it to a head right now, but we made the decision to be unfair to these players and these teams. But the we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information.
Ruh-roh.
Think about this contextually. Ja Morant and the people around him have been indicated 5 separate times with flashing, brandishing firearms. 5 that we know of. That have been reported on, that have been discussed and investigated. If there's been 5 that have come to light through these sources, how many more do you think are actually out there?
Yeah. And this is bad news for Ja, because the lawsuit of the kid who he got punched in the face by Ja, and then Ja came out waving the gun.
How much you want to bet that lawsuit gets handled here real quick?
That's got a lot more legs once the NBA is like, hey, because you know what you're going to do when you go to court? You're going to be like, the guy has been suspended twice by his employer for it.
For brandishing a firearm.
And we're going to sit there and we're going to say, okay, he definitely didn't do it this one time, though.
No.
Yeah. And then this is when people start flipping on Ja, because the one thing that Ja had on his side was everybody that was there that time. And there's apparently like 40 people. And I guess 5 of them were the ones that signed affidavits saying, you know, that's not what happened.
Yeah, it's weird. Those
people
same five
start flipping on him.
Well, those same 5 people also were involved in the other incidents.
Yeah.
So like I said, the reality here is it's going to be probably a minimum of 50-game suspension, and don't be surprised if it's an entire year.
Yeah. Well.
Which is insane to think about. Think about the NBA and Nike. They didn't just like, we'll bring Ja along. They made him the face of the NBA this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pivot is going to be drastic. And how I genuinely hope he comes out of this. I do.
Yeah.
Because he's an incredible player, and he's not that guy. I mean, he is because he's acting like an idiot, but he's a guy raised in a middle-class household that went to a normal school. Like, he's not Hood.
No.
He's pretending. He's playing. And I hope he doesn't get hurt.
Well, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
And that's the thing is, like, I hope to God, because clearly the last suspension and being drugged through the mud wasn't enough for him.
Yeah.
Now, when they're going to snatch $25 million from him, and he already cost himself another $140 by not making All-NBA, there's the list, like, he's going to cost himself $250 million when it's all said and done.
A quarter of a bill.
Like, if that is not enough for you to say pop and pull your head out of your own backside, buddy, I don't know what is. I just don't know.
All right. Woo. 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. Game one of the NBA Finals. It went the Nuggets' way. And it wasn't just the Joker. The role players had a phenomenal game, too. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Ain't it good? Ain't it right that you are with me here tonight? The NBA Finals got underway last night, and it was the Denver Nuggets winning 104-93.
Ah, yes.
And a lot can be made of what Miami did to lose that game. Like Caleb Martin, Max Strus, and Duncan Robinson forgetting how to hit threes. Or shots, really, for that matter. And it took a long time for Gabe Vincent to warm up, too. It really, the first couple quarters, it was tough sledding to get anything through the bucket. And the fact that over the course of the game, Miami ended up shooting 40% from the field.
Mm-hmm.
After that first quarter, that's a damn miracle because they couldn't hit the broadside of the barn. But they regrouped and tried to make a game of it in the third quarter and tired legs and all that. It was their death knell. And Jokic being a god.
I don't want to take away from what Denver does. And I don't want to be like, oh my God, Miami could have won this game. No, Denver was winning that game. But the flip side of it is, I watching what Miami was trying to do and how they went about stuff, I think Miami's game plan was good.
It was good.
I just think that they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And when all of a sudden you find yourself down 21, you're not in a tactical game. You're in a, I need to get a stop, get a bucket. Need to get a stop, get a bucket. Like, it's just survive, survive. It's not about adjustments and tactical. It's so much more visceral. Like, we need to get back in this game. And yes, you make those adjustments, but it's more about, I don't know, the tenacity of it all before you can get into making those micro adjustments. Because if you can't put a lasso around it, it doesn't matter. Like, the bull's going to get loose.
Yes.
To use a rodeo metaphor. If you don't get the lasso around it first, all the other stuff you're trying to do doesn't matter.
That's why I'm not overly concerned with Miami, except for there's going to be issues if they continue to try to defend the other pieces of Denver the way that they did. Because collapsing on Jokic, paying attention to Jokic is something that you have to do. But Jamal Murray had himself a night, and it could have been better. This dude shot 50% from the field, scored 26 points, had 10 assists, 6 rebounds. He was all over the place. But he was 2 of 7 from 3. And he had phenomenal looks. And he was in his bag in the mid-range game, in his creativity. He was all over the place. But it wasn't just Jamal Murray. Aaron Gordon had a hell of a game. And that was one of the guys that I mentioned, you can't let the role players yesterday get loose. And Aaron Gordon downhill is going to be a problem for this team if they can't figure out how to defend him. But it wasn't just on the offensive end. Michael Malone talked about Aaron Gordon after the game, and the admiration, you can hear it in Malone's voice.
I felt Aaron Gordon's play on both ends of the floor in that first half really set the tone. Yeah, I think Aaron, you know, we always talk about Nikola embodying, you know, Nuggets culture. And I think Aaron Gordon is, you know, a prime example of somebody who is truly selfless. He understood with Jamal and Michael coming back this year, being healthy, that his role was going to change. He never once fought it. He's embraced it from day one of this season and gone out there, whether it's guarding Karl Anthony Towns, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, and now obviously guarding a guy like Jimmy Butler. He does a lot of the dirty work for us. And a lot of times, you know, he doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
That guy, because Jimmy Butler, we had a text earlier said, is anybody going to talk about Jimmy Butler not being great the last couple of games?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, teams have been defending him really damn tough the last couple of games, including Boston. Aaron Gordon, think of that. I don't think people think of, when they think of the Denver Nuggets, that the guy who was guarding Karl Anthony Towns, then Kevin Durant, then LeBron James, and now Jimmy Butler is Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, this is the guy who I wanted in Portland in 2017.
Yes.
Everybody killed me because I said, look, man, if Portland's going to do something here at the draft, if they're going to, again, to go full revisionist history, 2017, I wanted the Portland Trailblazers to move up to take Donovan Mitchell, trade CJ McCollum for a package to Orlando that included one of Aaron Gordon and Jonathan Isaac. Go young, go big, go long, lean into that. You know, kind of like what they're trying to do now. Aaron Gordon was a guy in Orlando who masqueraded in a high usage role as a very high level role player. Very high level role player. He is not a high usage guy. To point it, perfect case is game one. How many points did Aaron Gordon have in the second half of the ball game last night?
In the second half, I would say very few, because he had 12 in the first quarter. I remember that.
Two. He took one shot in the second half.
So you didn't need him to.
Because he did his thing in the first quarter. You fed him, and then he was like, all right, time to go play defense. And that's what he did, is he went out and played defense, and as the Heat adjusted their coverages and how they looked to take things away, because they stopped lifting their defense, so it left a little bit less room for Aaron Gordon to roam the baseline, and now the top of the defense is open because you can't top lock, and now Jamal Murray's knocking down threes, and you're going, ah, crap. That's the kind of thing that you kind of get lost in, is that Aaron Gordon's elite-level role-playing. Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green for the Warriors. Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis. Like, they kind of take turns in that in Milwaukee. But you have to find a guy who ends up kind of embodying Jrue, honestly, in Milwaukee, yeah, too. Guys that can be comfortable scoring 20 and a quarter and then not basically touching the ball the rest of the game. Because as you continue to make those adjustments on both sides of the floor, again, referencing the old man in the three, one of the things Duncan Robinson has talked about with the Heat is that some games are your game. And in the playoffs, you just have to have a short memory. In the regular season, if your minutes get cut or you get less touches, you're in your own head. What's happening? What does this mean for me long term? In the playoffs, every game is its own season. Mm-hmm. You aren't thinking about what does this mean for me. You're thinking about how do we win. We heard Bam Adebayo talk about in the press conference before game one, are you okay with eating 40 or 50 points from Nikola Jokic? His response was, did we win?
Did we win?
It doesn't matter. When you get to the NBA Finals, and so Aaron Gordon, and credit to him for accepting this, because this is the hardest thing. Aaron Gordon, third overall pick.
Yeah.
He's a dude. Like, his usage rate was significantly higher in Orlando. But as an elite-level role player, as the third, maybe fourth guy on that team, mwah!
He gets it.
Because he's an apex wing who can guard one of probably five guys in the league who can legitimately guard one through five. Yeah. This whole thing about I can guard one, no, you can't. There's like five guys in the league who can legitimately do it.
Well, Aaron Gordon I love, man. He is really fun, and everybody wants to find a 3-and-D guy. If you have a Michael Porter Jr., if you have Jamal Murray, and you have especially a Jokic in the middle, what Aaron Gordon's skill set is offensively, you don't need him to be 3-and-D. You need to be attack-and-D.
Attacking closeouts, attacking offensive rebounds.
Well, being able to attack from the perimeter, mm-hmm, too, and take guys off the dribble. Yep. Being able to be the slasher on the backside that gets to the rim in his explosiveness. That he is that guy, and everybody gets caught up in like, you need to be a 3-and-D. We need three, and we need guys who are long and shooters and can play defense. He is not that.
No.
He can shoot a three.
He's an okay. He's an acceptable 3-point shooter.
But his role, as you know, we talk about the parts of Miami,
mm-hmm,
and I love that the jab that Michael Malone took at
Nuggets culture,
how Heat culture is buying into your role, and these guys are not ultra talented or overly hyped coming into the NBA.
No.
None of them, except for maybe Bam. But what they did was they bought into a role,
mm-hmm,
and their pieces all together work very smoothly. Aaron Gordon is that guy.
Absolutely.
The way that the Nuggets are built is in that vein of, you know what? Individually, these guys, they took a lot of risk on a guy like Michael Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
They made a risky trade from a good team to go and acquire an Aaron Gordon.
Yep.
From Orlando. But the way that their parts all work together is exactly how you build around a centerpiece like Nikola Jokic, because you need variation. A lot of NBA teams would just sit there and be happy with saying, four shooters around Jokic, yep, we'll do it. They don't. Like, Murray and Aaron Gordon, then you throw Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in there, too, as a guy who's a big body that will create and be able to be quick to the rim. Yeah, good. Got it. They have variation in the pieces around Jokic.
That's the thing about Jokic. Is you have Jokic, you have KCP, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray. Those are your shooters. But also, like, when you take a look at the Lakers series, one of the adjustments the Lakers made was they swapped Anthony Davis onto Aaron Gordon, mm-hmm, and off of Nikola Jokic. And that wasn't a AD's afraid of Jokic and can't handle Jokic. It was, let's put AD so he's near the rim. Because what the Nuggets had done was put Aaron Gordon in the dunker spot. You know, for those that aren't aware, that's that area just outside the paint on the baseline. That's where you find those lobs from. Then they're like, well, we can space Aaron Gordon out to the corner. Anthony Davis and the Lakers went, that's fine. Aaron Gordon can take and make as many threes as he wants. So what they did is they lifted Aaron Gordon up and they put him in pick and roll actions. So that made Anthony Davis have to come up, and that opened up the backside of the defense, which is what you saw a variation of the Nuggets doing. The flip side of doing that in game one, they lifted the defense by pulling Nikola Jokic up, and that allowed that back line again for Aaron Gordon to run it and yam on everybody because he's 6'9", 255 pounds, and he's a dunk champion. Like, this is a guy who is, and he's like, oh, he's a little bit, Aaron Gordon has all his athleticism still.
He's got that bop. He's got that bounce.
Off one, off two, standing, running, he's going to absolutely put you in the rim, and that is, solving for Jokic is very difficult. Solving for Jokic when he has spacers and cutters, as well as a guy that can work off a DHO and a 6'10" guy in MPJ who can shoot over the top, that's the problem. For Miami, I'm not worried about them figuring out their offense. I think they'll do that. It's trying to keep this Nuggets team, who they held to 104, to 104 or less again. I think that's the harder thing for them to do.
Well, being plus 18 in free throws is going to be helpful, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen again in this series. I have a reeling suspicion that is not going to be the case.
Which ref is a big fan of Miami? Who gets called in?
Well, we do know that Tony Brothers and Scott Foster will be officials.
Yes, and we do know that Eric Lewis will not.
Yeah.
No, but that isn't. Now he could be unbiased.
Yeah, Celtics.
Oh, no, he'll hold a grudge against Miami.
I don't know if you know him like I do.
BigWillBets.com.
BigWillBets.com.
He's a follower. Just kidding.
It would be funny if, what was it, Blair Cutliffe was a follower of BigWillBets.com.
I think Carlos Danger is.
I don't know.
That was Anthony Weiner's fake name. Will knows politics.
Carlos Danger.
Will does know politics. Two free throws is egregious, though.
Yes.
I mean, I know
Jokic
that.
Jokic took 12.
Yeah, I know that. Miami wasn't necessarily aggressive, and they took a lot of threes, but two free throws in a game. And Jokic, that dude fouls every time down the floor.
Yes.
Like, and it's like the Duncan Robinson one where Duncan Robinson got called for a foul, and Jeff Van Gundy's like, yeah, that's a foul on Duncan. No, it wasn't.
When he got stiff-armed?
And then Jokic leans into him on a screen, and then as he's falling down, he grabs him and pulled him down. That's not a foul on Duncan Robinson. And then there's another one where Gabe Vincent came off a screen, and Jokic just, like, I mean, he cocked back from the hip, and he swung over the top, and he hit him on the backside, hit him on the butt, and no foul. I'm sitting there looking around like, are they going to blow a damn whistle on Jokic ever? He's two-hand shoving guys through the lane.
The answer is
it's
no.
It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
He's not a guy who typically gets in foul trouble all that often. It's weird because he's one of those wild, wacky, inflatable arm guys on defense. And yet, but also I do want to give him his credit. He does get the ever-living crap kicked out of him.
He does.
When he's on the block.
100%.
That's not just him. It's all big guys.
100%. With all that being said, he's so fun to watch.
He is.
Really enjoy it. All right, 503-864-6326 is the fan text.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night.
All right, the NBA Finals, they continue with Game 2 of the Finals on Sunday.
Gotta wait until then?
Yeah. That's all right. We're all right. They don't want to play on Friday or Saturday. Nobody's going to be around. People got stuff to do, man. Weather's getting better. Spread this thing out. Can you imagine? We're looking at Game 7 will be on June 18th.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's the second.
They're spreading today. These things out.
Yeah. This two-day gap is nothing compared to what we're going to be getting.
Yeah, when they go from one city to another, I think it's a three-day rest.
Yeah.
Why 3 days? What's the reasoning here? Like, are you going to get better basketball with 3 days?
Nah, because you want certain days that people watch TV.
I mean, the rest thing is a part of it.
Sunday, Thursdays.
It should be like the NHL, every other day.
Let's go.
Boom. Hey, the Stanley Cup Final gets underway.
They rip through that thing quick.
I think they get 2 days between the cities, but otherwise it's every other day. There's something cool about being like, I got a hockey game on tomorrow.
Will knows puck.
Well, the interesting thing about hockey in those short turnarounds and like keeping it going, that's why I think you get so many upsets in hockey, is you do get the hot goalie, that the hot goalie gets back out there again and again and again and again. And
how about Dane's tweet the other night? Do you see that?
About hockey?
No. Is he a big puckhead?
No. About just getting back out there. The Jeff Van Gundy rule of he wants to eliminate halftime, and Dame quote tweeted and was like, yeah, I don't F with halftime. Dame would rather have no halftime at all.
Doesn't want to go in there and sit for half hour.
Go from the second quarter, just let's roll it on through. He said he doesn't like halftime.
Give a 5-minute break and go? With Dame, that tracks. Yeah.
I don't want to take money out of Red Panda's pocket.
Yeah. Well, who's to say maybe like the first couple of minutes of the third quarter, Red Panda's out there on her unicycle.
She gets to hang out. Who's the chin guy?
Blazers?
Yeah. Chin balance guy. I don't want to take money out of his pocket.
Look, you said Red Panda, and
is that not her name?
No, it is. It's okay, just she's Michael Jordan on the Wizards.
She really is. What?
It's not good.
She was good.
She's lost a step.
Well, look, you know what? We talked about this already.
She's legit like 60, and she's out there on a unicycle crushing it.
You know, she's not in her prime anymore.
Well, obviously not crushing it.
No, but she like...
Well, crushing bowls.
I mean, but even then, like...
She's can't crush her hip. It falls off that thing. That's a big unicycle.
It is
see how high that is?
Insane what she does. I mean, she's probably not 60. She's probably 50. But it's like... She was doing this when I was a kid.
I know. Maybe she needs to pivot.
One of the goats.
Something else.
Oh, no. She's on the Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore of halftime shows?
Undoubtedly.
Who's on there?
Not Ken Jeung shooting half-court shots. You see him last night?
Was that bad?
The form was just he was like in between wanting to heave it and throw it underhand, and it made it to the restricted area, like on the bounce.
How many shots would you need, Will, to hit half-court?
To hit half-court?
Yeah.
Oh, if you gave me 10, I'm hitting one.
Yeah.
We need to put a bet on that.
If you give me 10 attempts, I'm hitting one, and they're all I bet you.
But in an NBA arena during the halftime festivities, I feel like with you, your adrenaline, you will throw it into row 8.
Hey, look,
like it'll go over the hoop.
Are you
shooting
or are you chucking?
It's an in between thing for me. And look, I've played on the Moda Center floor. I've hit a 3-pointer on the Moda Center floor. I know what to do when the lights turn
brightest. What were the stakes here?
Eighth grade
basketball. Me and my rec specs were killing it.
Oh,
was it during a Blazer game at like halftime, or was it after?
It was before.
Oh, God.
And then we got kicked off the court because Luke Babbitt had to warm up his 3-pointer.
Oh, well, Luke Babbitt is like 13th all-time in NBA 3-pointers. So,
hey, no, dude, I was convinced.
Listen,
Luke Babbitt was the next Kyle Korver.
The Chalupa man himself.
Wait, did you just say Luke Babbitt is 13th in NBA history in 3-pointers?
Yeah, it's a
percentage.
Yeah. It's like 44%.
I was
going to
say, percentage, okay. But you made it sound like it was like makes, and it's like, that's nowhere close. Luke Babbitt.
He didn't play enough. Was convinced, though. Yeah, dude, light's brightest.
He's a career 41%. That's
really good.
I'm telling you.
Good God.
I loved Luke Babbitt back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, hey. What's up with this real estate agent putting that Damian Lillard's house is for sale?
Well, here
hasn't he been building one?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and address it here real quick. Right. Damian Lillard's old house is for sale, and it has been for sale because he's built a freaking castle that he's in
with a moat.
I think it might have one. Wow. It is massive.
Really?
Where? It is huge. It's here. It's in the Portland metro area.
Good save.
It's in the Portland metro area, and it has his own studio in it.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. Look, I've...
Art studio?
Yes. Music is art.
1080, the fan from Dame's house?
Yeah. But no, he's been building this for a while, and I think his old house has been up for sale on the market for like 2 months.
Yeah, well, now seems like a good time to be like, wow, look at Damian Lillard's house is for sale.
What is he doing rent-wise? As someone who may or may not be interested in
the old house is $7 million.
No, rent. What's my monthly payment?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
For what? For the doghouse or?
You have to pick up more shifts at the elementary school. Yeah. Will.
Oh, no, we're running out.
They're going to have to be full day.
You might need to hold one hostage to get the rent.
Hey, you know what? The real sneaky thing is to work a half day at two different school districts. That's a higher paying day.
Mm.
That's an extra $20. Go that, get you some Taco Bell on the way
that,
home.
That cover the, does that cover the gas between?
All right.
Hey, look, don't look
the Taco Bell meals or the vehicle.
Yes.
Don't look at that. All right. Just look at the overall pay. Not.
Want to go full squirrel here for a second and just say this. Be appreciative of Major League Baseball pitching because, my God, college pitching is an absolute disaster. I have seen 7 players get hit today.
All right.
It is. I am blown away.
Right. That is out of nowhere.
A guy just got plunked. He threw it behind him.
Okay.
Squirrel. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's put a bow on this show. Get you set for the weekend. We got a Stanley Cup Finals starting tomorrow. Game 2 of the NBA Finals comes up on Sunday. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
1080 The Fan.
All right. Our man, Ryan Huddleston, is in on the text line. Well...
Yep.
He says mortgage would be in the neighborhood around $60,000 a month, depending on taxes and such.
For
Dame's
rent?
$7 million house.
Well, speaking of that, Ryan, if you have any deals for cheap, you let me know.
You can split that 6 ways for $10,000 a month, you and your buddies, huh?
I already lost 2 of them. We had a little split.
Oh, was it in the lawnmower bag?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I don't have a roommate anymore. I'm back to just with my parents.
No, with the people you grew up with?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Back with the old roommates.
Yeah.
You got a better deal.
You need to stop saying you live with your parents.
I don't tell people I do.
Some people that you grew up with, some people you've known your whole life, some people that...
You owe a lot to.
Yeah, you knew them when you were little.
I tell you, my trusted friends... That
you're saying it live on the radio, and there's gonna be
the fan listeners are my beloved friends.
Yeah, there's gonna be
I love you.
There's gonna be because I know that how old are you?
I'm 25.
I know that we're huge in the 25-year-old hot female demographic, Will. And so
we are
you're
not.
Saying, no,
no, you know what plays a lot better at the bar right now?
You're Travis Kelce.
No, I'm teaching.
Oh.
Will Ortner teacher does a lot better than Will Ortner part-time radio fill-in guy.
Does he?
Oh, he does great.
Oh, okay.
I got asked for a parent-teacher conference the other day.
Yeah, it was to evaluate which one.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even the full-time teacher.
I don't know what
problematic.
To tell you.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I don't know what to tell you.
Were you at a bar
yes.
and the lady's like, yeah, she's
yes.
like, you want to come back to my place and do a parent-teacher conference?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Look at that. So how'd it go?
I walked away. Look, there's a reason I didn't bring that one up until right now.
We can unpack it. We got minutes.
No, we don't. Time to play him off. Where's the sounder?
All right. All right. Well, hey, college baseball tournament is going on right now. Stanford, the Cardinal, they're trying to hold it down for the Pac-12 as well. Pac-12 currently 2-0.
No, babe.
Cardinal are losing at home to San Jose State 2-1.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's only the third inning, though.
Yeah.
They've had a 2-run third inning, San Jose State.
Plenty of time. Beavs get going at 5 o'clock as they are taking on Sam Houston State in the Baton Rouge.
That's not a state.
Yeah, I know, right? Idiots.
He helped create the state.
Sam Houston State, Oregon State is at 5 o'clock. Winner of that one will take on LSU. The loser plays an elimination game against Tulane, the Green Wave. The Oregon Ducks and Washington Huskies both won their regional openers. Huskies in Stillwater beat Dallas Baptist. They'll take on the winner of the, oddly enough, the Oklahoma State game, which they're based out of Stillwater. That game... I don't see where that one is at on the old docket here. But then the Ducks in Baton Rouge.
Contractually obligated to say it that way.
They're in Nashville. They'll take on the winner of Vandy and I think Eastern Illinois. So
Vandy.
There you go. What?
They'll take on Vandy. They'll take on Vandy and the Vandy Whistler.
Yeah, they've got an annoying Whistler. Do you know the story?
No.
Vanderbilt super fan, Vandy Whistler.
Oh, we got another super fan?
It is the most annoying. We need to put that person in jail. Forget the manhunt.
DeMar DeRozan's daughter or the Whistler?
The Whistler's worse.
Oh, wow.
The Whistler is worse.
Wow.
It's nonstop. Yeah.
Okay.
Whole game. I actually respect DeMar's daughter's game. I don't respect this guy's game.
Yeah. All right. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stanley Cup final, Vegas, Florida gets going tomorrow. Game 2 Sunday. We'll be back on Monday to talk about all of it from noon to 3. Have a great weekend, everybody. Primetime's next.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.